downs once, as did USA, and then their third drive ran out of time as the clock expired in the first half. So, again, only six possessions in the half, and one of them ended because the half ran out of time. So long drives by both teams, taking up a lot of clock, not leading to a ton of scoring, but Sandusky was able to take advantage of that early in the first quarter.
And here we are, ready to start the second quarter, about 5 minutes away. Dave Hanson, what do you expect to see in the second half?
More of the same. Both teams going to try to push the defense back with power running games, change of pace runs to the outside, and the ever occasional play action pass. And I don't think either team's going to shy away from throwing the football, as those completions have been wide open completions. No one's been near them, so easy throw and catches for their quarterbacks, because there's so much emphasis on the run game, and I expect that to continue. So don't be surprised to see five or six passes between the teams here in the second half as this game grows on.
Now let's take a look around the area as far as scoring is concerned. At halftime, Harbor Reach leads Reese in Harbor Reach 14-7. No scoring in that second quarter. Obley starting to pull away from Vassar. It was 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. Obley scores 20 points in the second to lead 28-0 there. And Cass City was trailing Brown City 14-8, but they respond with 14 straight points and recover a fumble with 12 seconds before the half is over. And rumble in for a touchdown. They lead Brown City 22-14. In the city of Brown.
Not a lot of surprises there, except maybe Cass City stumbling a little bit with Brown City, but still might be playing off a high last week as they upset the heavily favored Ubley Bearcats this year last week. And, you know, could be kind of a little bit of a hangover, so to speak, from that game, but able to get their wits about them and take the lead at halftime, Cass City does. And Brown City, no easy task in Brown City.
And Lakers leading Marlette 32-0 at the half, thanks to 92-1 for that update there. So Lakers leading very strongly against Marlette through two quarters. So nothing, no surprises there at all. When we return, we will have the second half action from Sandusky, Michigan, as the Sandusky Redskins lead the USA Patriots 16-6 on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
This is George Ryerson, superintendent of Unionville Sebring Area Schools, where we take your students' success to heart. We're proud to announce September as Attendance Awareness Month at USA Schools. Starting this school year on the right foot means attending school every day. Do you know that one out of every 10 students in the United States misses 10% of the school year? Attending school every day in September is critical because half of the students who miss two or more days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school. These attendance gaps lead to achievement gaps. Starting in kindergarten, chronic absence leads to third graders unable to read well. By sixth grade, it's a warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. During Attendance Awareness Month, we're asking school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students to build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance and to work together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA Schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a two-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S7 S8 and S8 Plus, and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular!
To begin this game, Sandusky won the toss, elected to receive. They marched down the field and scored after 16 plays. So now they will kick off to the USA Patriots to start this second half. Number 29, Trey Brown, your running back, linebacker, and also kicker for the Sandusky Redskins. He'll be doing the duties from his own 40-yard line. Deep back for USA is one lone back at the 15-yard line. That would be number 2, Josh Lang. There's the whistle, and we are ready to start the second half. Right to left across your radio is the kick from Sandusky into the hands of Lang at the 15-yard line. Comes back into the far side, actually diving to the far sideline, still on his feet at the 30. And at the 35, he has room to run on that far sideline. He's at midfield and into Sandusky territory, finally brought down at the 43-yard line. And the USA faithful are fired up to start this second half. He started that one at the 25 and all the way into Sandusky territory, the 42.
Good kick by Trey Brown, a hard line drive all the way back to near the 15-yard line. But a line drive like that into the hands of a playmaker like Josh Lang, give him a full head of speed. He has great vision, and he got through that, through the secondary, into the left sideline, around the special teams, got down the sideline, and now this drive is going to start already into Sandusky territory on the 42-yard line. So good start for the Patriots here to start this second half.
First and 10 right in front of us in the booth here, left or right across your radio at the Sandusky 42-yard line. It's a handoff up the gut coming out of that T formation. That would be Rayvan with the carry out to the 38-yard line, a gain of 4 on the play. Second down, 6 to go, brought down by Jacob Horst off that defensive line.
Good running back by, good reach by Rayvan as he's getting tackled, extending that football out, getting that extra yard. They even gave him maybe 5 on that play, Clark. Nonetheless, a good strong run on first down for the Patriots here. Little momentum maybe shifted to the visiting team.
11:15 remains in the third quarter. USA trails Sandusky 16-6, but they're on offense marching down the field. Hand off to Rayvan. He gets across the 35-yard line in a second effort. Reaches out the ball out to the 34-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 35, brought down by Ben Krieger. A gain of 2, third down and manageable, 3 yards to go.
Yeah, this time I think the running back 30, Rayvan, was down before he reached that football. It almost kind of set it out there, hoping to get that extra few inches. Nonetheless, though, third down and 3 for the Patriots, and already on the 35-yard line of Sandusky.
First down marker is at the 32-yard line of Sandusky. Full T for USA working off that left hash. Micah Kramer is under center. He's going to roll to his right and going to cut back inside. And there is Sandusky to bring him down for a loss of a yard. As Jim Brown, the defensive tackle, jumped out and brought down Kramer for a loss of a yard. 4th and 4 now for USA.
And good defense there by Sandusky. Nothing else you can say there. All three options were stopped. A fullback dive would have gone nowhere. Micah Kramer kept it himself. And the defensive back over here cut off his pitch route. So he did what any quarterback would do, is keep it for themselves, cut up the field. And he ran right into the arms of big Jim Brown, who makes the tackle now, bringing up 4th down and maybe 4 to go.
And they're going for it, 4 down territory for the Patriots. T formation, Kramer is under center, and he's going to march it up the center, and USA has it. They're actually the ball carrier all the way across the 30. Rayvan finally brought down at the 29-yard line as Landon Poplinski had to bring him down in a second effort, move the chains from the 36 down to the 29, a 7-yard gain for Rayvan.
And right back to that fullback dive, that quick hitter to their best running back tonight, Alan Rayvan, and he gets the first 3 yards untouched and just dives forward for the rest of it, gets plenty enough for a first down and a fresh set of downs for the Patriots.
USA coming up to the line of scrimmage with a little swagger in their step now. 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line of Sandusky. They trail still 16-6 to Sandusky. Micah Kramer Hands it off to Josh Lang, coming around the left end. Tries to get somewhere, but maybe when all said and done, out to the 28-yard line. A gain of a yard, maybe two. When all said and done, Sandusky's number 45, Caleb Heberling, brings him down for the tackle.